While you are able to live without having any complaint of pain in your body, Jesus' message for you today is that you should always be grateful. You are being reminded that good health comes as a privilege from the heavens, and you should not perceive it as ordinary. Jesus is saying to you that he will withhold the robustness in you when you are in appreciation of it. Further, God's mercies that are eternal will always overflow in your life. The message further reveals that you ought to be near the Lord and commit to serve him with your life. This is because he will meet the desires of your heart, including strengthening you and protecting you from illnesses. Making prayer habitual. Jesus' message is urging you to always make petitions in regards to the wholeness you experience. Talk to God and thank him for the peace that continues to prevail in your life. Beseech him to shield you against any breakdowns. Acknowledge that you cannot do without him. You are being reminded that the Lord's wish is for you to be well. He desires to see you triumph in life. So, while you are healthy, ensure you are putting efforts towards meeting the purpose of your existence. More so, pray to earn his strength and help as you lead through life. Jesus is reassuring you that everything will fall in place when you regularly set aside some time to talk to God. Jesus' message reveals that when he is in your midst, you are bound to experience his greatness. You could be at peril of getting infected by viruses, but with the presence of the Lord's Spirit, it is not bound to happen. This is following the protection by the potent power, with the aim of enabling you a happy life. Consequently, this requires you to express your gratitude at all times. Let God know that you are happy and can recognize his pursuits in ensuring your life aligns to the purpose destined over your life. Observe humility when you are experiencing a healthy life. Jesus' message for you is that you ought to stay humble. Take it as a blessing, the opportunity that has been bestowed upon you. Despite the mistakes you have made, the Lord has gone ahead to secure you good health. As a result, it is necessary that you cherish him for the rest of your life. This way, by the character of thankfulness that you possess, he is going to always accord you wholeness. As a result, there is no day you will lack the spiritedness to work towards leading through achieving success in your life. The message is revealing that being in a good condition is enough reason for you to praise and worship God's great name at all times. Doing so signifies your humility and that you recognize the mercies of the Almighty. Also, Jesus' message is urging you to feed on the Lord's Word if you want to maintain being healthy. This is because it contains powerful words that could shield you from transmitting illnesses, as well as cure you from the already existing ones. The Word has control over your life. Jesus is telling you that the only safe haven against enduring misery as you live is in the Lord's. More so, when you are humble and are grateful of the Holy Spirit being in your midst, affirms a healthy life. This could be physically, mentally, and, or even spiritually. There isn't going to be a time when you encounter a hindrance that you cannot deal with. Jesus is urging you who has not yet chosen his path to take this message as a reminder for you to do so. Pray for others. Jesus, through his message in health, is a means to let you know of the need to petition for others. On some occasions, due to various reasons, one might not be in a position to pray, and believing through someone else's faith could attain you redemption. In fact, you being healthy might be someone's answered prayer. You might have regained comfort as a result of healing through petitions made by your associates, colleagues, or even family. Jesus' message is that you ought to reciprocate the goodness by praying for others, whether or not you are familiar to them. Believe on their behalf and implore that the divine may oversee their lives. You could aid in saving someone from a trap that might be difficult for them to flee from. Jesus is advocating for love whose rewards is leading through a healthy life and one that fulfills your intentions. Aim for such. Hold on to good health. Today's message by Jesus is revealing that you ought to preserve the blessing of good health by keeping close to the heavenly powers. When you align your life to living in a way that glorifies God, then good health will always be upon you. So, even when it is difficult to avoid doing the wrong, you are being urged to strive to do so as to prevail in life. The message is disclosing the value of being healthy and encourages you to hold on to the blessing. You are being asked to see the significance of it and say your thanks for the privilege. You wouldn't want to lose it to living a miserable life. Jesus is saying that even when you lack anything in your name under the sun, good health is among the most valuable gifts that you'll ever have. You can literally do anything, meet your objectives in life, thus ending up successful in life. When you are in good condition, you can hop on any challenge or opportunity to be successful. Therefore, when you are counting your blessings, count having good health twice. Express your thanks to the Most High and let Him know that you are happy for the chance to taste and enjoy the beauty of life while in one piece and in peace.